Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the book of the prophet Isaiah, lesson 8. Comfort my people. Friday, summary. Look at this piece of art. Nature, waterfall, at border of Argentina and Brazil, Iguazu, wow, the biggest waterfall on earth, painted by the artist Maximilian Jantscher from Austria. What a painting, isn't it? These waters pouring down. Wow. You can hear them 100 miles away. Wow. Simply great. Being there, wow. Maybe we have a closer look over there. Can you see this tree over there? Just before, whoop, the waters fall down there. There it is, standing, asking, what is the problem? I am here, and I like the view from over there. Would you like to sit on this tree? God is great. And the last warning of the first angel in Revelation chapter 14 is, fear God. Why so? Honor him. He is the one who made heaven, earth, sea, and the fountains of water. He created all of these. And because he created this, you can live on this planet. Without this, no life. No life possible. Water, land, sea, heaven. These are our surroundings. And he prepared our Creator them in such a way that we can live. We have an air to breathe, water to drink, plants, seeds to eat, a sun which warms. Everything was made in such a way that we can live. He arranged it like that. So if he arranged it for us, for the testing period of our lifespan, if he did that, we can imagine he wants to do more than that. He wants to prepare something else for us. He wants us to be with him forever and ever. He wants us to take from one planet to the other, from one to the next. He wants to show us his universe. Jesus said, you will be like angels. Like angels? Of course. Like angels. The universe will be within our reach. Can you imagine that? I can't. But Jesus said it. That's our Creator. Here we see his might. And here we see his love, our shepherd, our creator. He wants you to be with him forever and ever.